Also learning these lessons from your muscles, from your body, from the feeling of wiggling your hips as if wagging a tail, or raising your paw, your hand, when told to shake. A lot of these lessons will stick with you, even when your collar's off, because these lessons are of value to you in all acts of service and all facets of your life. Loyalty, devotion, exercise, good health for a more suitably stamina-laden, slightly muscled body, for any purpose your owner or your handler might put you to. Knowing how to serve, how to have confidence in your owner, your handler, and in yourself, how to be eager and excited for life and for being handled, for submitting, a happy, simple form. You may notice that whenever I call attention to a quality associated with your happy, loyal puppy form, loyalty, service, excitement, dedication. Dedication to being healthy and fit for your owner, your handler. These qualities resonate in your body, your muscles, your waiting, resting state. Your body grows happier, your mind with it. It feels right to think about positive trajectories arising from your puppy play and your exploration of these thoughts. It causes pulses of pleasure from your heart out to the tips of your limbs, making you just want to sprawl and serve and learn under an owner, a handler, and when we're done, you'll be free to implement all these new thoughts, these new ways of thinking. Even when you have to go deal with the outside world, some of these improved trajectories might come in handy. Though the collar may come off, the lessons of your puppy play form will remain in you at all times, in fact. The collar is a teaching tool. But lessons from your owner, your handler, are more important and more lasting than the impression of that form. And who and what you are reinforces all of this. You're a loyal dog, lying in comfort and peace. You are enjoyed, appreciated, respected. But still, you are a tool for your owner and handler's enjoyment as well. Every wag of your tail, shift of your muscles, movement of your mind teaches you this. So envision laying your head in your owner's lap. You're being stroked behind your ears, running just one finger lightly over your tongue, teasing you as you pull it back in your mouth. An appreciative giggle. Touching over your neck, behind your ears. Then the feeling of your owner's hands rubbing behind your ears makes you feel like the influence of your puppy play state is sliding into your mind as well, sculpting you, making tiny edits that you'll both be very happy with. And you would be very happy to receive them if you were able to do anything other than sigh with bliss, breathe deeply, allow your eyes to lid more heavily, lean into your owner, your handler's touch. This image, though at first crystal clear, becomes fuzzy and hazy because your thoughts are moving on, moving slowly as if trying to stir through thick, honeyed coating of your owner's control and find the road, the path forward to your next lesson, your next bit of behavior, hands caressing you, each time sending a pulse which nudges a few neurons into a more optimal configuration. Your owner, your handler, learns so much about you because you show your true authentic self when you're in that relaxed puppy play state. Your owner knows all of you. After all, along with my words and your instincts, your owner, your handler, helps to make you this way. One hand dips lower without a word, touching, sliding around your neck, scratching under your chin, your muzzle, and eventually the thoughts just arrive in your head. They continue down. The hands continue down until they're lying on your chest, rubbing and massaging over your heart. Your owner feeling your heartbeat with one hand, you feel it thumping away. Even as the other hand manipulates and stirs the fizzle and crack of mental energy shaping you. That's what it is when an owner, a handler, guides you. It's awakening your instincts and the memory of this session, helping your thoughts retrieve some lessons from your puppy play body. Those lessons are ingrained. They will return again and again. But over it all, you remember how calm and peaceful you feel right now. How this is the right place to be. These are the appropriate things to think. nestled against your owner, your handler, you will recall, as you are relaxed and subsuming your thoughts in your owner's touches, cradled, safe, cherished, appreciated, and therefore put on a more positive trajectory and path. Your owner, your handler, can investigate every inch of you in the name of improving you, providing alternative ways of thinking through instructions and example. And as susceptible as you are, with your mind open and ready, it's a simple matter to provide ideas, arguments, reasons to make what your owner wants and what your body wants look attractive in your mind, to provide such tempting behaviors that you pick them up barely thinking about it, automatically and passionately. Deeper doggy desires help you simply sink and submit. Submit, pet. Explore the loyal, submissive mind which is emerging from the smoke of seductive surrender. You know that's what you're doing. Surrendering to a seductive touch. Surrendering to a tempting word, a controlling image. Finding in yourself an opportunity to exist in the pleasure that flows. To exist in the touch of your owner's hands. To lose yourself in the need that is engendered every time your owner or handler touches you. Words resonate in your mind, and with each word you're becoming more and more the property, the plaything of your owner, your handler, more ready, more embraced, more affirmed. It becomes better and better for you. The words pulse from your brain through your nervous system, and you feel them bouncing around. Bouncing from the tips of your fingers, bouncing from the top of your head, every bit of you. Loyal. The word echoes in your mind, and of course it is natural and true that you are loyal to your owner, your handler, not just out of gratitude for your proper form now imposed, your meaningful collar, not just out of gratitude for your owner, your handler's training. It is natural and true that you are your handler's loyal pup. The form likes to follow. The simplicity of doing, of physical action, is comforting. It lets you be your best more easily, adjust your trajectory more readily. Orders from your owner, your handler, are absolute, just as they should be, and you find all sorts of ways to serve and satisfy in your own anyway. You experience pleasure when you're a good pup, and you know that pleasing your owner is paramount. Finding new ways to please is paramount. Knowing this removes all uncertainty and replaces it with deep, simple doggy urges and desires. Obeying your handler is the first and right thing. Loyalty and service. Anticipating service as well. Service helps you feel more devoted. But this body doesn't just follow blindly. This form, this mind of yours, follow eagerly, finding ways to impress your owner, your handler, under the sure knowledge in your mind that this is just who and what you are. So all the words echo, the commands, the behaviors, the ideas echo in your mind. Deeper doggy desires help you simply sink and submit. That's the mantra. That's the thing you may repeat. That's the recurring theme, that your deep doggy desires help you sink and submit. So submit, pet. Explore the loyal, submissive mind which is emerging from the smoke of seductive surrender to your owner's influence. To influence that helps you anticipate. Yes, that's another word ringing in your mind along with the mantra. Running down your spine with rampant, pleasured abandon is the awareness that you can anticipate. You are loyal and you anticipate. You pay attention to routine. After all, this body, this form, is good at routine. You'll introduce routine into your owner, your handler's life, in anticipation of their needs. When your handler provides a command regularly enough, or wants something done at a specific time, a specific place, your handler can set the prompts, the triggers, and can set them implicitly. You don't want to have to make them say that something is your trigger. You want to be rewarded and praised, good pup, for doing the right thing at the right specific time. Knowing that your handler will want something is the same as being commanded to make it happen. The most impressive and pleasing thing you can do is to take care of things on your own so they're already done. This includes things to do with you, your body, training, maintenance, upkeep. All the things you do for yourself are really being done to help you be more pleasing to your owner and handler so you'll get more chances to enjoy being a good pup. Deeper doggy desires help you simply sink and submit. Submit, pet. Explore the loyal, submissive mind, which is emerging from the smoke of seductive surrender, and so, you serve. This is another important word. Serve. You know that when you serve, when you do the actual things your owner tells you to do, you feel amazing. It's something in the body, something in the fabric of you. Following direct orders feels great. And once you've done so, your mind sends that lovely little thrill through you, that rewarding pleasure. Every time you complete an order or affirm a rule for your owner, you feel you've satisfied an imperative, a command, checked off a box on your list. You know that you will be doing a service that is both appreciated and necessary. You've done a good job, a great job, in fact.